My name is Holger Peterson, and it's a real pleasure and an honor to be here tonight. I'm with Stony Plain Records, and as a lot of you, some of you may know, this is the first of four nights at the Horseshoe celebrating the 25th anniversary of Stony Plain Records. Thank you very much. So we hope to see many of you back over the next few nights. The Holmes Brothers are here tomorrow night, and then the great David Wilcox with Ray Bonneville on Friday, and the Rockin' Highliners and Tom Landa and the Paperboys on Saturday. Should mention that tonight's show is being recorded for CBC Radio as well, so you can hear yourself on the radio over the next while. And this is a rare performance that we have coming up tonight. Marie Muldaur has released a great new record called Richland Woman Blues. And it's an acoustic recording that features many of her contemporaries and friends and guests, Bonnie Raitt, Taj Mahal, Amos Garrett, Alvin Youngblood Hart, Tracy Nelson, Angela Strady. The list goes on and on. It's a great record. If you haven't heard it yet, it's available for sale tonight, as is the Hot Off the Press 25th anniversary Stony Plain 2-CD set, and also Freebo's CD, which is available at the door as well. It's called The End of the Beginning. Maria is going to be on stage very quickly, but it's my pleasure to introduce Freebo, who is part of Maria's tour right now, along with a couple of other people you'll meet very shortly. Freebo has a long history of recordings and being with some great people in the past. You've heard him on many, many Bonnie Raitt albums, Jackson Browne recordings. He's also recorded with John Mayall in the past. And Maria is very, very excited about having Freebo on this tour, and he's going to do a few tunes for you, and then the rest of the band will come out. Please welcome Freebo.
Thank you, Holger, and great to be here at the Horseshoe in Toronto. It's been a lot of years for me. Let me have a little bit more of this thing here, please. I'm going to do a couple songs for you from my CD. The first one is a love song. I hope you like it. It's about my dog. I love my dog. Any of you dog lovers out there will be able to relate to this song. Just want you to know, for all you feminists, it's about my dog. It's not about a woman, so please don't take it personally, okay? It's called She's My D.O.G., and it goes just like this. It's about a dog. My dog.
Always in a good mood. She's just as happy as can be. She's my sweet little angel. She's my D.O.G. Well, she's never, never angry, and she's never, never sad. She's like no other woman. She's the best I ever had. This bitch is never a bitchy. She's my D.O.G. Play it for me, John. Been at home all day, but she runs and greets me in a most enthusiastic way. then we hang together. Oh, we hang together. She's my sentimental sweetie. She's my D.O.G. Well, my baby's always faithful. She never strays too far. When I see my lover, she goes with me in the car. And while I'm making whoopee, she watches patiently. When I'm done, she'll kiss me. She's my D.O.G. Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I'm done, she'll kiss me. She's my D.O.G.
Thank you very much. Not one of my higher level songs. Had this happening? Now, there we go. This is my mandolele. It's a cross between a ukulele and a mandolin. It's got double strings. Now, I wrote this song on this instrument with a fellow named Rocky Burnett. Rocky is the son of Johnny Burnett, a great rockabilly guy from the 50s, and wrote hits for Ricky Nelson. Had a lot of hits of his own. This is another song from my CD. This is called Before This Feeling's Gone.
There's a cold driving rain. You're my shelter from the storm. And I'm frightened like a child. But you keep me safe and warm. Keep me safe and warm.
Like Holger said, I have played with a lot of people over the years, primarily as a bass player. And when I did play with Bonnie, we played together for 11 years, I would occasionally sing harmony vocals and do it quite sheepishly. I didn't really felt like I belonged there singing, especially with that voice. It's interesting what that does for you, and I just began writing tunes bit by bit and finally gave myself the permission to sing and to do this, and it feels really good doing it for you. I'm very proud of my first CD, and Bonnie sings a duet with me on it, as well as Valerie Carter, some great players, Walter Trout, Albert Lee, a couple of the guys from Little Feet. And because we're here in Canada, and you can't get it unless you come to Freebo.com, that's where I live at Freebo.com, if you have a computer, I'm going to sell it to you tonight for 15 Canadian. And I'm happy to sign it for you. You can't beat that anywhere. I feel a little like Cal Worthington, used car salesman in Southern California, but I don't sell used cars. Now all they sell is my music. So I hope you check it out. Now, this is another song from the CD. It's called Sometimes It's For Nothing. And you can help me out on it. Every time I sing, I feel good, and you'll know when it happens because you'll hear it. All you have to do is answer with, I feel good, sing it in harmony, sing it funkily. Goes like this.
Lucy likes potatoes. Billy likes his beer. Johnny drives a hot rod so we can get on out of here. Daddy's at the factory. Time again, Mama's clipping coupons, steady shopping with her friend. Sometimes it's for nothing, sometimes it's for real, sometimes you just know exactly how you're feeling. I feel good, come on, let me hear you. Just like in the Bible, trouble comes along. Things start getting out of hand and you can't tell right from wrong. Samson and Delilah, Cain and Abel too. Everybody's got to do just what they got to do. Sometimes it's for nothing, sometimes it's for real. Sometimes you just know exactly how you feel. I feel good. Oh, I feel good. I feel good. Oh, I feel good. How you feeling, Josh? Mm-hmm.
Josh Paxson.
Last night I saw a movie where the hero gets the girl. I was sitting with my popcorn. I was in another world. Maybe I'm a dreamer, but this I truly swear. I saw the hero disappear, and it was me up there. Sometimes it's for nothing, sometimes it's for real. Sometimes you just know exactly how you feel. Sometimes it's for nothing, sometimes it's for real. Sometimes you just know exactly how you feel. I feel good, I feel good. Change your key, I feel good. I feel good, I feel good. I feel good, I feel good.
Toronto. Eh? Never met a Canadian I didn't like. Well, now the moment y'all been waiting for, so have we. It's been a pleasure to know this woman for as many years as I have, and I'm not even going to say it because I don't want to embarrass her. I'll give Maria that opportunity, but please, a warm welcome for a truly great singer, Maria Mulder.
As you probably have heard by now, I've got a new album out on Stony Plain Records, and real happy to be here helping Holger and everybody at Stony Plain celebrate their 25th anniversary. And so this new album is all acoustic, and it's kind of my own personal tribute to the great blues pioneers that first influenced and inspired so many of us. So I'll start out with a Bessie Smith tune called Weeping Willow Blues. River, and I sat beneath the willow tree. The dewdrop from those willow leaves, Lord, it rolled right down on me. And that's the reason I got the weeping willow blues. That took away my loving man, 'cause he's the reason I got the weeping willow blues. Well, I heard the whistle blowing, and that old fireman, he rang his bell. Oh, take away that mean old man of mine, 'cause spell. And that's the reason I got these weeping willow blues. Oh, when you're brokenhearted and your man is out of town, just go down to the river, take a chair and then sit down. And if he don't come back to you, I'll tell you what to do. Just jump right overboard, because it ain't no more to you. Now girls, I loved my man, I loved him morning, noon, and night. I stuck with him through thick and thin, I tried to love him right. But now he's gone and left me after all that we've been through. The way he done me, girls, he'll do the same old thing to you. And that's the reason I've got these weeping willow blues. Oh, play the weeping willow blues one time. Song, and it's one that he does with the A-Team band, but it's one that has always been a favorite of mine, and we cut it acoustically, and it's my favorite Led Belly song. It's called I Got Grasshoppers in My Pillow. Don't you hate it when that happens?
and where did you go? Well, I'm living in a morning paper. Oh, and I don't know which way to go. There's a man I've been loving for 20 long years, Papa. Oh, said he couldn't use me. I'd rather see my coffin coming. Ooh, Lordy, Lordy, my back door. I'd rather see my coffin coming. Oh, Lordy, Lordy. Papa, oh, that he could use me no more. I got grasshoppers in my pillow, Papa. Oh, I got crickets all in my bill. Lord, I got grasshoppers in my pillow, Papa. Oh, I got crickets all in my bill.
Thank you very much. All right. Then we're going to do the title song of the new CD. And this is one that I recorded years ago in a zany madcap band called the Queskin Jug Band. And it's an old Mississippi John Hurt tune. He was just a wonderful, wonderful, very sweet. Not all blues pickers are mean and nasty and macho, and you know, this guy had the sweetest vibe to him, and he played and had a real sweet style of finger picking too. And this is a tune of his I did, and I'm doing it again for you. It's called Richland on the Blues. Give me red lipstick and a poppy red rouge, a single bob haircut and a shot of good booze. Hurry home, see Papa, and don't you take your time. If you wait too long, soon mama will be gone. Hurry down to the dress shop, get the one that's best. Your own pretty mama, she wants a brand new dress. Hurry home, sweet papa, and don't you take your time. If you wait too long, sweet mama will be gone. Oh, hurry home to me, papa, come on now. Richland woman, she says, and it doodle do. Hurry home, sweet papa, and don't you take your time. If you wait too long, sweet mama will be gone. With my rosy red garter, pink hose on my feet, my turkey red bloomers, they got a rumble seat. Hurry home, sweet papa, don't you take your time. If you wait too long, sweet mama will be gone. Oh, hurry home to me, baby. Church, watch me go. My little wings are sprouted out. The preacher told me so. Hurry home, sweet papa. Don't you take your time. If you wait too long, your mama will be gone. Come along, young man. Everything's sitting right. You know my husband gonna wait till next Saturday night. Hurry home, sweet papa, and don't you take your time. If you wait too long, sweet mama will be gone.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Well, we're going to do another song from the CD now. This is a one by Bessie Smith. This is one of the first songs I ever learned, by the way, when I was about 17 years old. But I didn't really know what these songs were all about, but I do now. This is a song in which I guess Bessie was having a hard time reconciling romance with finance. You know what I mean? It happens. So she had to write this song and get this man told his call. You got to get it, bring it, and put it right here, or else you've got to leave it out there. I had a man for 15 years, give him his room and board. Once he was like a Cadillac, now he's like a big old worn out Ford. Well, he never brought me a lousy dime and put it in my hand. Oh, there'll be some changes from now on, according to my plan. He's got to get it, bring it, and put it right here, or else he's got to leave it out there. If he must beg it, borrow it, or steal it somewhere, long as it brings it home, I don't care. Well, I'm tired of buying pork chops to grease his fat lips, and he'll have to find another place to park his old hips. He's got to get it, bring it, and put it right here, or else he's got to leave it out there. Well, the bee gets the honey and brings it to the comb, else he's kicked out of his home, sweet home. To show you that they bring it, watch the dog and the cat. Everything even brings it from a mule to a gnat. The rooster gets the worm in the hand. That will be a you know good man. The groundhog even brings it and puts it in his comb. So my man has got to get his soul. He's got to get it to bring it to and put it right here, or else he's got to leave it out there. If he must beg it, borrow it, or steal it somewhere, long as he gets it, honey, I don't care. I'm gonna tell him like a Chinaman, if you don't bring your check, you don't get your laundry, you can break your damn neck. You got to get it, bring it, and put it right here, or else you got to leave it out there. Thank you. Thank you. All right, we're going to do this song, a couple of songs by maybe of all the blues people that I admire so much, this is my most favorite. Her name was Memphis Minnie. Are any of you familiar with her? All right. Well, she was different than some of the other blues divas in that she didn't just stand up there in a fancy dress and front a band. She also wrote all her own songs. She played pitching guitar and was smart enough to marry not one but several really good guitar players so she could kind of keep the, you know, band in the family. But she always played lead and had her husband play, rhythm. She was hipper, way hip beyond her time, you know, ahead of her time. So this is one of the first songs she ever had a big hit with in the early 30s, and I cut it with Amos Garrett and a guy named Jeff Muldaur 7 years ago, but it's always been one of my favorites, so we put it on this record. It's called Won't You Be My Chauffeur. these other girls. Help me ride these other girls around. Well, I'm gonna steal me a pistol, shoot my chauffeur down. You know I'm gonna buy him a brand new VA, a brand new VA for. But he won't need no other passenger. I will be his very own. Come on, ride me downtown one time. Of the lot was a guy named Kansas Joe, and she did quite a few duets with him, some of them very poignant, some of them kind of funny, all very true to life. And we don't have Kansas Joe with us, but we got Kansas Freebo, so he's gonna do this one with me. It's one called I'm Going Back Home. You got me here, you're trying to mistreat me. I'm going back home. I'm going back home. Well, I'm going back home when I know you better care.
Oh, mercy, dear, you caused my heart to dread it long when we should part. I learned to love you more than all the rest. You're leaving me wrecking my happiness. Oh, honey, baby, mama, please don't go.
Something to tell you, know it's gonna break your heart. We've been together for a while, but now it's time to part. I'm going back home. Well, I'm going back home. Well, I'm going back home when I know I'll get better care.
I count the hours that you're gone. I think of you, wishing you was home. Mercy, dear, don't you know? Honey, you know I love you so. Oh, honey, baby, mama, please don't.
You all told me that 2-3 weeks ago. When you had your money, thought you wouldn't get broke. But I'm going back home. I'm going back home. I'm going back home, cause I know I get better care.
heart, it shakes with fear for every hour that you're not here. Let every hour represent itself. I'm not at ease with anyone else. Oh, honey, baby, mama, please don't.
Look here, I done told you once, I done told you twice. You don't mind, you're gonna lose your life. I'm going back home. Oh, I'm going back home. Oh, I'm going back home, cause I know it get better care.
I hunger and long for you evermore. I'm asking you, darling, please don't go. I tell you this, it ain't no lie. The day you leave me is the day you die. Oh, honey, baby, mama, please don't.
Songs, because they were all very autobiographical and personal, but they also told very universal stories, I think. And this one talks about her youthful escapades, but it could just as easily have been about my youthful escapades or my daughter's. I know I used to drive my mama crazy, you know, sneaking out of the house to meet boys or sneaking boys in the house when I thought she wasn't looking. And God knows my daughter did it to me, and if there's any justice, her daughter will do it to her. But in the meantime, this song has a happy ending. It's called In My Girlish Days. Went down last night trying to play my hand. Well, through the window I slipped a man, I didn't know no better. Oh, boys, in my girlish days. My mama cried, Papa did too. Cried, oh, daughter, look what a shame on you. I didn't know no better. Oh, boys, in my girlish days. I hit the highway, wrecked me a truck. 19 and 17, Lord, when it was rough. Oh, I didn't know no better. Oh, boys, in my girlish days. About my girlish days now, come on. Privilege of getting to meet and to record with and perform with. Her name was Sippy Wallace. Are any of you familiar with Sippy Wallace? All right. She was a contemporary of Bessie Smith's, and if you may not think you know too much about her, but if you're a Bonnie Raitt fan like I am, you know some of Sippy's material, because Bonnie recorded quite a few of her tunes. This is one I did on an earlier Stony Plain release called Sweet and Slow that I did with Dr. John some years back. Dr. John the Night Tripper, are you familiar with him? And it's Sippy's own personal interpretation of the second book of Genesis, in case we have any Bible scholars out there. It's called Adam and Eve Got the Blues. Till the good Lord stepped out, Eve looked around, and soon she found just what it was all about. Well, Eve called her husband close to her side. She said, "Here's a tree with fruit, and it will make us wise." Eve said, "Let's eat some fruit, honey, 'cause the good Lord is gone." Adam said, "Yes, it won't take long." When Adam and Eve ate the fruit from the tree, of which the good Lord forgive them not, they committed sin, and trouble began. You know we're having some trouble yet. Well, the Lord said to Adam, also said to Eve, "You two have eaten fruit from that forbidden tree." Adam said, "Lord, don't blame me, 'cause every woman's crazy about that good old tree." When Adam and Eve ate the fruit, they got confused. Adam and Eve got the subject matter. We'll do another tune from the Sweet and Slow album out on Stony Plain Records. And this one is by another musical hero, Fats Waller. And it's called "There's Gonna Be the Devil to Pay." You can even go unstay, but if it is up to temptation, gonna be the devil to pay. You can wink your eye at Marvel if you can live that way, but if you wink your eye at Marvel, all alone. Oh, Satan's waiting for to drag you down below. Well, you can go to church on Sunday. Wash your sins away. If you only get on one day, baby, there's gonna be the devil to pay. Tell the devil me no devil. Chance to wet your whistles or whatever you like to wet around here in Toronto, and we're also going to be selling our CDs, and I got a few of them out on you know what label, and Josh has one out, and so does Freebo and Ernie. We've got a regular CD emporium going on over there, and we'll be happy to sign them for you. Then we're going to come back and do a whole other set. So are y'all having a good time? I was hoping you say that. We're having a great time. We're going to close out this set with a tune, a little more modern blues, written by the late, great Percy Mayfield. And he was Ray Charles's cousin, wrote a lot of Ray's early hits. But this is my favorite of his, and I'll send this out to anybody out there, man or woman, young or old, of any persuasion, that just might have this on their heart or mind this evening, because it's gone. Please send me someone to
heaven. Please send to all mankind understanding. And peace of mind. And if it's not asking too much,
I don't play for. Oh, love.
But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone. Can't go wrong.
with a stroke that can't go wrong. And he can touch the bottom, cause his wind holds out so long. Somebody out there knows what I'm talking about. Well, he bought my first cabin, and it made it all awful hard. Ooh, yeah, he bought my first cabin. He made it all awful hard.
In the 70s, there was this great R&B hit called The Cleanup Woman. Anybody remember that song? Well, to me, I think this was the precursor of that Cleanup Woman, because, well, I'll just put it this way. You know, girls, if you don't treat your man right, I assure you, there's always some pretty young thing waiting in the wings, just ready to pick up where you left off. And this is a story, one of those situations. It's called I Got to Move.
Hey there, girl, can I
Cause I tell you what, I mean all in good.
You can take care of it, baby, it'll be all right. Pay you back right here tonight. I gotta move out this neighborhood, cause the woman I love, she don't mean me no good.
Well, you ain't got to worry about nothing to eat. I made me plenty of money all last week. You ain't got to move, baby, out this neighborhood. Cause I tell you what, I mean all in good.
I saw that big fat mama stand at the peanut stand. She's hanging out waiting for her other man. I gotta move out this neighborhood, cause the woman I love, you know she don't mean no good.
Cause I tell you what, I mean all it do.
Hey there, woman, can I spend the night? You know, the wife and I just had it, but I gotta move out this neighborhood. Come on. Cause the woman I love, she don't mean me no good.
Well, look at here, Freema, can't you understand? I'm going to be your woman, you're going to be my man. You ain't got to move out this neighborhood. Cause I tell you what, I mean you're only good.
Swallow tune before you call. Seek and ye shall find. Oh, I should play tambourine on this, huh? You having a good time? Just want to make sure you are still there. Okay. Seek and ye shall find. Also on the Stony Plain release, Sweet and Slow. If you want the best tune song, have some faith, it won't be long. Don't be sweating, don't be fretting, brother, seek and ye shall find. If you crack chicken, sweet and nice, craving cornbread, greens and rice. Don't be sweating and don't be fretting, sister, seek and ye shall find. Did Captain Kidd find treasure here, sitting home and moping? Did Romeo up like your neck and ain't sitting around just hoping? Love and old rocket chair holds you fast. You gotta find peace of mind at last. Don't be sweating and don't be fretting, brother, seek and ye shall find. Go on. Chicken, sweet and nice. Craving cornbread, green.
nice. Don't be sweating and don't be fretting, so just seek and he shall find, yeah. If you all love this to the strong, have some faith, it won't be long. Don't be sweating and don't be fretting, just seek and he shall find. Did Captain Kidd buy treasure here by sitting home and loving? Of all the wonderful Bessie Smith songs, I think this is my favorite, and I put it on the CD. It's a mournful little tune. She actually wrote this called Lonesome Desert Blues. A fly will stick to jelly, and wood will stick to glue, but a man won't stick to a woman, no matter what you do. Along the way, you know I've had a few. That man of mine is trifling, and he don't treat me right. He's got another sweetie, he stays up late at night. That is why, oh, I got those lonesome desert blues, yeah. I'm gonna travel to the desert, out in the western land. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna ease my troubles down in the burning sand. He can't refuse. That man of mine, I know I'm about to lose. My mind is like a rover out in the stormy sea. Well, it's with me right now in the morning. Where will it be? Yeah. Oh Lord, oh Lord, thank you.
So I wasn't quite sure what to play. I'll do one from the CD. This is my version of another old blues tune like we've been doing here. See if you recognize it. Thank you.
my God, what have I unleashed here? We're going to do a song. We're going to kind of get kind of quiet here for a little minute and do a song that I put on the CD. This was one I learned from an old record by Mississippi Fred McDowell. And since he's the guy that taught Miss Bonnie Raitt how to play the slide, I had her come on over and play it with me and sing it with me. So tonight we got Mississippi Ernie Hawkins going to do the honors here. It's a beautiful tune. I kind of love the words. It's called It's a Blessing. I'm going to sing this out to Holger. I am marching every day. I'm meeting trials on my way. Short of blessings, but I'm going on just the same. Thank you.
folks complaining on every side, except me, Lord, I'm satisfied, 'cause it's a blessing just to
who was originally from South Carolina, but he was kind of discovered up in Harlem in New York City when I was growing up. Standing on the street corner playing this incredible guitar and singing and preaching away. And his name was Reverend Gary Davis. And this is a tune we put on the album. It's called I Belong to the Band Hallelujah. And you can help me sing it if I can find my talent. Hallelujah.
this old world are gonna really rock. I belong to that band. Hallelujah. 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 I belong to that band. Hallelujah. One more time, y'all. Come on. I belong to that band. Hallelujah. Yeah. Sounds great. Come on, boys. Come on back here, boys. We're going to do another this is our Blind Street Preacher medley here. And Josh, aren't you on this one? No? Well, fine. This is one by another Blind Street Preacher who was just totally awesome and scary. His name was Blind Willie Johnson. And he just had this kind of scary voice and played this kind of eerie guitar and wrote very profound songs. And we put this one on the CD. I did this with Taj Mahal on the CD. Yeah, my favorite. It asks the profound question, what about the soul of a man? Come on, church. I want somebody to tell me, answer if you can. Ooh, I want somebody to tell me what about the soul of a man. I'm going to ask the question, please answer if you can. Is there anybody here to tell me just what about the soul of a man? Well, I want somebody to tell me, if you can. Well, I want somebody to tell me, tell me what about the soul of a man. Well, I've traveled to the different countries, I've traveled to the forest land. I found nobody there who could tell me just what about the soul of a man. Well, I want somebody to tell me, answer if you can. Help us. I want somebody to tell me, tell me what about the soul of a man. I saw a crowd still talking, I come up just in time. I saw a preacher, a lawyer, and a doctor saying a man wasn't nothing but his mind. But I want somebody to tell me, answer if you can. Well, I want somebody to tell me, tell me what about the soul of a man. When Christ had been to the temple, the people all stood amazed. He was teaching the lawyers and the doctors how to raise a man from the grave. But I want somebody to tell me,
answer if you can.
Oh, well, I want somebody to tell me, tell me what about the soul of a man. I read my Bible often, I try to read it right. As far as I can understand, it ain't nothing but a burning mind. So I want somebody to tell me, answer if you can. Well, I want somebody to tell me what about the soul of a man. Well, I want somebody to tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me what about the soul of a man.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Well, from the sacred right on back to the profane, here we go. This is on another Stony Plain release that I did a few years back called Jazzabelle. And this is yet another Bessie Smith song. And I guess she ran into, well, let's see, how can I put this? Let's just say this man was not delivering the goods, you know what I mean? So she had to get him told. This is called Do Your Duty.
Thank you.
you. Thank you. We got a couple more tunes before the end of the evening. But we need your help on this. You hear my voice is getting funkier and funkier. But this is an old one. Some of you brought your old vinyl for me to sign. And I saw some of you had this album I did way back in the 70s, back in the other millennium. And it was called A Waitress in a Donut Shop. And we did this on that. And then when I did on my last CD before this one, I did one on Teller called Meet Me Where They Play the Blues, and I did it with Charles Brown, the late, great Charles Brown. But anyway, Bonnie Raitt convinced me that I should put it on that, so I did. So we're having fun with it. And you can help us. When I point at you, I want you to sing or shout, whichever you prefer, depending on how many cocktails you've had here tonight. These deep and meaningful words. Are you ready? Listen up. It ain't the meat. Can you do that? Okay, let's practice it one time. A one, a two, a one, two, three, and.
It ain't the meat.
And. Let's tidy that up a little bit. Come on. A one, a two, a one, two, three, and. It ain't the meat. Yeah, you're right. Here we go. I sing the motion part. Come on. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your mama wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Moving the ears of the sock. Well, I met a boy, man, he was awful thin. Not much to but bones and skin. One thing about him I can understand. Wrap all around me like a rubber band. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your mama wanna rock.
It ain't the meat,
it's the motion. Even if it isn't the sound. Stop it, Jimmy, baby. You know, most girls these days don't like them like that, but honey, I like to see them big and tall. Bigger they come, harder they fall. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your mama wanna rock all night. It's the motion, it's the movement that makes it so right. Move it, baby. To stop, makes this mama wanna blow her top. It's the motion, makes your mama wanna rock all night. It's the motion, it's the movement that gives it the sound. Thank you. Thank you so much. I want to thank you for coming out to hear us tonight. It's always a pleasure to be here at Toronto. And special pleasure to be here to help Holger Peterson celebrate the 25-year anniversary of Stony Pine Records. And so we got one more song for you with a very fitting, very deep spiritual message we'd like to leave you with here tonight. Y'all have a good time. All right, one more time. Josh Paxton on the piano.
Ernie Hawkins on guitar. Last but not least, on tuba, bass, guitar, vocals, mandolin. Let's hear it for Freebo.
And how about it one more time for the one and only Maria Muldaur.
Thank you so much. You guys have been great. So like I say, we have this one last song with this deep spiritual message, and we want to thank you all for coming in. May God bless you, each and every one. Puts a lampshade on her head, it gets too frisky. Then you know what, you be in for a real surprise. So don't you buy me no wine. Said he'd take me dancing, buy me a little glass of wine. But honey, I know you got something else on your mind. You said we'd have a ball and have a lovely time. What I got is mine, oh mine. Don't you feel my leg? Cause if you feel my leg, I know you just gonna try to sneak up on my thigh and watch it. Feel my thigh. Ain't no telling what can start to happen, so I think you better stay away from the entire leg area altogether. You got that straight, honey. Come on now, feel it, baby. Take me down to New Orleans. Tickle him, baby, tickle him. Do it again, she cried. Oh, yeah. Now look here, Freebo. You said you'd take me dancing in a probably just one little glass of wine, but oh, you men are all alike. You just got one thing on your mind. You said we'd have a ball and have a perfectly respectable time. What I got is mine, oh mine. Don't you feel? Cause if you feel my leg, you ain't gonna be able to resist my plump little thigh, baby. Feel my thigh. Gonna get you high, so don't you feel my leg. Don't you feel my leg. Don't you feel. James Brown, he always used to go, hit me there. Kind of gives me a little feeling of power. Watch this. Talking about my plump, yet oh so firm. I mean my silky smooth. I mean my luscious
satiny. I need my fine Sicilian. I mean, don't you dare touch it, baby. Cause you know it don't belong to you. I mean, my little leg. Ooh.
How about it one more time for Maria Muldaur and her leg? Maria and the rest of us are going to be signing CDs over in the corner once again in our CD emporium, so please stop by. Buy Maria's CD, buy Freebo's, buy Ernie's, buy mine. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
We've done everything we know, but just to redeem myself after all those naughty body tunes, I'll do an old Appalachian, old kind of gospel song I learned from Doc Watson. Went down to North Carolina to visit him many years ago, so here you go. I'll sing this out to my mama, who just had her 90th birthday. And I thank God for my good Sicilian genes every day. All right, this is called Guide Me, Great Jehovah. Guide me, oh, thou great Jehovah. Pilgrim through this
thank you.